And now to domestic politics. Washington is expecting a relatively quiet week, a break from some of the recent political sound and fury. Much of the Congress has hit the road, and there's a lighter schedule at the White House as well. Joining us to catch up on events in the Capitol is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, spring fever already?
It's been a lovely morning. The azaleas are in bloom everywhere. And it seems like a lot of people just decided to have class outside today.
It seems like a lot of people could use a break, too.
Indeed, it's been a stressful few months here. We've had a lot of conflict, so we could use a breather. And, of course, we need to bear in mind that when nothing appears to be getting done in Washington is often a time when things are really happening.
Behind-the-scenes wrangling?
Yes, and perhaps behind-the-scenes deal-making. Right now, we're watching the negotiations in the Senate on judicial nominations, where the Democrats have threatened to filibuster 7 appeals court nominees. And, of course, a lot of this is really about getting ready for a Supreme Court nomination, perhaps as soon as this summer. And right now, we are looking at a report that the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, has offered to oppose a filibuster of a Supreme Court nominee if the Republicans will relent regarding the filibuster rule on these appeals court judges right now. And Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has apparently turned that offer down once, but may still be considering it.
And any movement on John Bolton, the nominee for United Nations ambassador?
That's still on the line. The vote would be coming up in just 10 days on May 12th in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I believe, though, that that will eventually go to the full Senate floor, whatever happens in committee. And there, I believe he will be confirmed. I think that the senators who were concerned about Mr. Bolton and didn't want to vote for him last month were waiting for one more big story to come out that might embarrass them if they had just voted for him. No story of that kind has come out, although the debate over his personality continues. The debate does not really get to the larger issues of his either suppressing intelligence information he didn't like or trying to go ahead and make policy or at least make speeches based on the intelligence he did like. That issue, I don't think, has gotten nearly as much attention, and I think the Republicans, in the main, will remain behind him and he will be confirmed. The big question, of course, is how big a black eye he'll have when he shows up at the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. And what about House Majority Leader Tom DeLay also trying to fend off a black eye?
A lot of the heat went out of the DeLay story last week because the House of Representatives reconstituted its Ethics Committee as the Democrats had insisted they do and went back to their regular rules for pursuing a complaint. And I think that's why there weren't any questions for President Bush about Tom DeLay when the president had his news conference on Thursday night. But there's another potential problem out there brewing, and that's in the Senate, where Senator John McCain of Arizona is chairman of the Indian Affairs Committee, and he wants to investigate Jack Abramoff. That's the former lobbyist who took fees from several Indian tribes with casinos, tens of millions of dollars involved. He's been very close to Tom DeLay, and hearings of that type could be troublesome.
Okay, let's change the mood just a bit. I understand the president and the first lady had a comedy routine going today.
Yes, the First Lady kicked off a historic preservation event at the White House this morning, and when the president got the microphone back, he called her Laura Leno Bush.
And that's in reference to her stand-up routine at the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Yes, on Saturday night, she was really quite the killer. Totally professional, very funny, took the microphone away from her husband, said a lot of things about how he went to bed too early, said that if he wanted to end tyranny in the world, he was going to have to stay up later, and referring to herself as a desperate housewife.
Okay. Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Madeline.